Hey, Patrick, I got a quick question about
Sure.
the near occasion of sin and when it could be considered, or if it would ever be considered a mortal sin.
Okay.
I guess my thought process, and it's probably me maybe overthinking it a little bit, but I just want to be careful with it, is in if I know I'm putting myself in that near occasion of sin and I fully know that I'm doing that and I shouldn't be doing that, would it then be considered a mortal sin because my mind is fully willing that, hey, you probably shouldn't do put yourself in this kind of a situation. Sin may not happen, but there is a potential for it to happen. Maybe you can help me elaborate on that a little bit.
I do. Now, I mean, this is my own opinion, so take it for what it's worth, but I do think that that would
For sure.
cross into that territory for this reason, is that it's kind of a it's a preamble to the sin itself. And the sin itself, so let's say that you're sitting in a coffee shop, there's nobody around, you're on your phone, and you realize that if you search for this term, that you're going to see pictures that very well could contain pornography. And you think to yourself, yeah, but there's a chance maybe there won't be, but there might be, and I'm going to run that risk, and I'm going to do that. I would say that kind of recklessness would be verging into that territory. Now, that's not the sin itself. The sin, the theoretical sin could be, well, I'm just going to go ahead and look at all this stuff, or I'm going to play this video. You know what I'm saying? So it's a preamble to the sin. It's a precursor to it, and it's sort of preparing the way for it. And if you consent to that, knowing, well, I'm probably going to wind up doing something I shouldn't do, and it's serious, and I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do this, knowing that this might push me over the edge to do that. Yeah, I think that would be sinful.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that. That was kind of where my mind was with it too. It's like if you're fully willing, knowing that you probably shouldn't do it, but you do it anyways, but it's not the sin itself. It's like you're kind of tiptoeing on a line you don't want to be at in the first place. So
Agreed. And we're all weak. I will raise my
that's right.
hand the first among anybody. We're all weak. And because we're all
I'm
weak
right there with
and
you.
yeah. So because we're all weak and because it's easy to fall into sin if you're not careful, you have to have fences around yourself. You have to have let me give you an example from Relevant Radioland. We have a policy. It's something that I found out about when I came to work at Relevant Radio. It's called a prudence policy. And what that means is that if you have two people maybe arriving at an airport or somebody's getting at the airport or going to a meeting or something like that, you have two people, if they're a man and a woman, they can't ride alone in the car together. If you have three people, no problem. Four people, fine. But two people, a man and a woman, if they're employees of Relevant Radio, they don't ride in the same car together because no one's expecting any problems. Everybody's above board. We all love Jesus and everybody knows that. But we're also weak. And under certain circumstances, people can fall. So it's a prudence policy in general, I would say, to avoid, as we say in the act of contrition, to avoid the near occasion of sin. It's a promise we make whenever we go to confession. When we say the act of contrition, we include that bit there about, and I promise that I will avoid the near occasion of sin. So we should take that seriously, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree. And thanks so much. I appreciate the show and everything you do.
You're welcome. Thank you, Matt. you're right, Cyrus. You wanted to say, I mean, I'm seeing what you're saying here. Go ahead and share that if you don't mind.
Oh, that was just for you. But I think another reason we have that rule is perception becomes reality, where you start seeing two people go, maybe they're just going to lunch, a man and a woman. They're just going to lunch. They're both happily married. They happen to have lunch at the same time. Well, then other people see that, and it starts gossip. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out
No,
there.
that's true. It's so true. And that's why I wanted to drag you into this because it's an important point. Perception becomes reality. People will talk. Even in completely above board situations, you don't want to give people any reason to say, huh?
Yeah, that's
Well,
right.
what's that? What is that? You don't want to even provide the fodder for those kinds of situations.
Yeah, that's right. That we even put windows in all of the doors here. So when 10 years ago before Father Rocky, all the doors were just solid, they're these solid doors.
Right.
And he came along and he's like, "Hey, we're putting windows in all these doors." And at the time, it was something I didn't understand. I was like, "Well, that's come on, it's silly." I'm really and now looking back, it's like, what a heads up play by Father Rocky to be thinking ahead and He's absolutely right. We should have. There's no reason not to have the windows on the door.
It's literal transparency.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Yeah. And you know what? It keeps everybody safe because it's another fence. It's another way to say, hey, everybody, you know, this is serious. Let's be serious about loving Jesus. And we don't want to put ourselves in situations where we could fall.